You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.
Nom, nom, nom. Now, Matt Thompson, just to set the tone, I got a text back from old mate. This has got home. He's got a six-pack of beers. Turns out it's Foster's, and he's gone with Winfield Blues. So, are you...
Right.
Can you beat that? Or?
Can I beat that with some whiskey?
We're going a little bit more highbrow. I do see four Thompson Whiskey options in front of me. Are they all different?
Yes, they are different.
How many different types of Thompson Whiskey are there now? It used to be just two. What happened?
Oh, there's heaps. But but they're all good.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, the pitch?
They're all different ranges of good. So what I brought up today, we've got a new release which we put out. We bottled it a little while ago, and it's a Manuka smoked malted barley, and it's been aged in an ex Pinot Noir cask. We had it sitting there.
That's my favourite type of red wine. Only took me about 20 something years to figure out that I like that one the best. I used to like Merlot because it felt the most ancient.
Yeah, but Merlot's nice and soft. I don't know. With this cask, I actually reconditioned it by I shaved out about the first kind of 5 mil from the inside, toasted it, and then put it back together smaller.
Toasted it with a blowtorch that caught Sky City on fire type of thing. That type of
Probably exactly the same.
Okay.
Exactly
the same. Not the same one, obviously.
Yeah. In fact, I was doing it up there and smoking. Yeah. And so it's not you want to shave a bit of wood off so it's not full wine, because wine and whiskey aren't necessarily a great combination, but then some kind of berry notes and heavy oaks.
So not like a 50-50 mix, but definitely flavouring.
But I mean, most Scotch whiskey, which we make single malt whiskey, which is Scotch style, goes into a second-hand cask, either an ex-bourbon barrel or a sherry cask. Mm. But in New Zealand, we don't really have a fortified wine sherry sort of industry. And we've got lots of wine casks, so it's been a big journey of kind of learning how to use them best.
Right on.
Yeah.
So where are we starting this evening? Because these are all new. They've all got a white label. I haven't seen a
Thompson
Whiskey
you've
bottle
changed,
with a big
bro.
White label.
Oh, they've got little pictures suggesting, like serving suggestions. I should drink it with my mates, and I should drink it by a log.
Yeah. So what they are is it's a generic label that we get printed, and that means that we can get a stamp made because we're doing a small bottling. You can't really get a nice quality label printed.
It's rustic and there's some handwriting. Well, on there as well.
Like for a 100-bottle run, like it's hard to go and get that done.
This so is kind of like we're just talking about the same similar thing with records. Yeah. So is there like a 100 labels is cheap?
Well, you need to get like 5,000 done to get any economy in it, to get into the nice stock and the
so
nice
you've
offset
got some
printing.
Right? You've got some kind of handwriting on
so
there as
we,
well.
What we do is we've got the generic label with the silver banner with the Thompson Whiskey on it, and then we get a hand stamp made that I stamp in there. So we just get the designer to do the stamp.
How much does a stamp cost to get made?
Oh, about $60, Stamp City.
Should we get a drive stamp?
Yeah. So... which is actually quite expensive then if you think I'm only doing like this runs 127 bottles. Like it's actually the price of the stamp and the design is significant. But anyway, so we get the stamp made, I stamp it on and then I have to write the bottle number and
you
the number
it
of
yourself?
Bottles. Yeah, I do it myself. Because for some reason no one else in the business
has good handwriting.
No, I've probably got the worst, but everyone refuses to do it, so I'm the job.
Have you signed many bottles?
I don't like doing that.
It kind of is.
People ask me too. I don't really like signing them. I just feel like my signature looks better.
What do we got here? French oak and smoke, that rhymes.
So anyway, well, the point, so we've done a few. The first one we did of these single cast releases was French oak and smoke, and that was... New Zealand malted barley that had been smoked with South Island peat and then went into a Pinot Noir cask.
From France.
Can you still get any of these or are they too
now
small batches?
They're sold out except for local fucking smoke. Then the next one we did was French oak and Manuka smoke.
Yes.
And the release we're talking about today.
Do they all rhyme? No.
Oh, well, there's this thing. Yeah. This one, it was only like 2 weeks ago that was like, hey, let's do local folk and smoke.
Nice. Yeah. And then some, all people are sort of hugging together and there's a global consciousness between three people.
And the thing is that, you know, obviously we're a local business that has suffered like other local businesses.
Oh, whereabouts are you located?
We happen to be in Riverhead, magical region of Auckland.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And we buy 100% New Zealand grown malted barley and, you know, we use local design, local printer. And there's a, you know, if you buy a bottle of our whiskey, you're supporting a whole chain of businesses.
You're here on a local radio station as well.
Yeah, so local radio station. Powerful. Exactly.
It's powerful.
And
powerful.
Yeah. So, should we try it?
Yes.
Yeah,
please pop that by the mic.
Oh, damn it. Oh,
we'll do it again.
Oh, oh, holy.
Yes.
Yes, please. Oh, and he's brought lovely little flute, obviously, whiskey tasting glasses.
There's not a huge amount of that. I'm only opening one sample bottle because it was only 127 bottles.
Okay. So now there's 126. Has anybody maybe got these that hasn't opened them and they're just waiting for the price to go up?
They've only just gone in the shops.
That's so whiskey-esque, eh, that buzz.
Only just gone in the shops.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which shops?
In the last couple of days. Fine Wine Delivery Company. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you just say they ran out? I'm confused.
Sold out.
No, the other ones.
Oh, right.
The other ones. There's four whiskies in front of us.
So we're trying the one which is still in stock.
Yeah.
Which is the...
Which you can go and buy.
Local
folk and smoke.
Can I pick it? I've got a funny feeling the French Oak and Manuka smoke is going to be real good.
Thank you, Matt Thompson from Thompson's.
Okay, and this is 46% ABV.
There you go, you big hungry.
Or black.
All right, so what we do... So if everyone's, you can put any whiskey in a glass.
What do I do with my face?
You want to be talked through the tasting right now. But any whiskey in a glass.
Don't look at my face,
Sam. Doesn't matter what you got. You can imagine at home. So what we do is first thing we do is we look at it, right?
You betcha.
We hold it up and we turn it. We make the glass about 45 degrees and we turn it
in
the air.
Oh, like a steam.
So we coat the edge of the glass with the whiskey.
Concrete mixing, yep.
And then we wait for the legs to form. The legs are the kind of droplets that form down the side. Yep. And that the longer they take to form and the more kind of viscous they are, the better the mouthfeel is going to be, and generally the older the whiskey.
Holy crap.
And look, these are taking a long time to form.
I'm not seeing any legs.
How old is this whiskey?
It's only about 3.5 years. But due to good distilling practice.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
And a small cask, you know, it's
smells great.
Really
the room is just, really it's so aromatic. The room is just filled with yo.
Then we look at it and we go, I wonder what this is going to taste like.
Fuck.
And we see.
I was doing that already.
If we look at if it's just a golden color, then it's probably American oak, which will be vanillins. If it's got some red in it, then you think it's probably French oak, maybe sherry cask, but in this case, a wine cask.
There is red in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Mm.
Good. So it's going to be a little bit more.
Mm. I was smelling mine the whole time. It's smelling fantastic.
Now we smell it.
Mm.
Nose
and
right
I get
in
some.
Glass.
Yeah, nose right in. I get a bit of kind of salty sea air.
Mm. Caramel? You get a caramel?
Caramel. And I get a bit of kind of seaweed. Get the coast.
Seaweed?
Yeah. Get some kind of briny
kind
notes
of like
in there.
It's like a flick of a tail of a kingfisher when it breaches the water.
Exactly. Exactly. It looks back with a smile.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Which would be weird as well.
Mm. Then we try it.
Mm.
Strong.
Down the old hatch.
Yeah, it's 46%.
Could I run a car on this?
So we try it, and then we add a little bit of water.
Oh, wow, it actually sits really well on the tongue.
Mm.
It's smooth as silk, mate. 46%.
You're touching your neck, though.
Drop of water.
Have you got like an old Ford Model T that you run on Only Thompson Whiskey, by the way?
No.
Okay, something to think
high
about.
High
yes to the second half.
Would you like to add a little bit of water to it?
I think I am a water guy. I am, man. And do you know what? I feel like about 10 years ago, this was an embarrassing thing to do in some places, but I think the culture's caught up.
Because I used to put ice in, hoping that it will melt, and then one day I was like, "Let's put water in," and somebody got kind of mad at me, and I was like, "Oh, guy,
you've really nailed that, mate.
Thanks.
It's smooth as anything. Usually, when stuff gets up around,
whiskey.
It gets around 46%, you definitely get a bit of heat going down the throat.
Mm.
And,
yeah, that's true.
I don't know, pay for it on the tongue, but." You know, that was just nice, warming, and well-rounded.
Thanks. Mm. It's because we're a small distillery. We've got smaller stills, and so you're getting more copper contact, which helps with the flavour of the spirit and things like that.
Oh, yeah, that one was grunty, that one.
Do we just scull it now?
Are we? Yeah, well, can do, yeah. I did. I politely
scull it. Because we've got a limited glass.
I had my pinky out. What's the best way, while we're in between whiskies, to reignite the palate to fresh, if I'm eating whiskey, just have a big loaf of bread handy?
Well, pretty much, actually. Okay. It's actually really hard. Like, I've had the pleasure of judging some whiskey competitions.
Yes.
And if you've got to go through, like, 50 to 100 whiskies in a day, it's really, really hard.
You're basically just evaporating it in the mouth then.
Well, we had all this problem with hand sanitizer on our hands, right, drying them out. Imagine, like, all these whiskies coating your tongue. Your tongue's just so dry. Mm. And what I find is cereal.
Oats.
Yeah, it could be oats, could be cornflakes or something really neutral.
Great.
Well, that's a bit sweet, though.
I know, that's why it's great.
Yeah. And then I have rice milk, so it's totally bland. But it's because if you have like crackers or something, then that dries out your tongue even more.
Yeah, and you're in trouble.
Salty.
Yeah, it's really hard. Actually.
Whiskey tastes.
No one will give me any sympathy.
What a chore.
I mean, 100 whiskies. And some of them will be.
Yeah, we did 100.
Well. Some of them will be real crap. You just got to be nice about it.
No, this was for the Drammies, which was put on by...
You're so in the scene now, the Drammies. What are you talking about, mate? Nobody knows what you're talking
about. Yeah, anyway, it was a whiskey competition, and it was all international, apart from a small amount of New Zealand whiskies, which I had to step out from. So pretty much...
Why?
I mean,
you're not allowed, because you...
Well, you don't want to...
You don't want to be a stink to the other ones, to your locals there.
No, well, it would discredit it if I was judging my own product against others, so you want to be out of that. So pretty much, if a whiskey is made... you know, and then gets it all the way here, it's probably going to be okay. So standard was pretty high. So should we try another?
This is very intriguing for me, because I've only had like the really old Thompson and the two-tone in the past and a couple of the Manuka smoke stuff, but is this just a straight up 4-year-old whiskey from Thompson?
Yes.
Which is kind of weird, right? Isn't it usually like 21 or something?
I haven't been going for 21 years, but so 4 is it's unsmoked malted barley that's been aged in an ex-bourbon barrel, and normally we use smoky malted barley, and we might have a wine cask finish or something. Normally we're doing some things, whereas this is basically, I guess, a direct Scotch equivalent.
It's very blonde.
It is, but ex-bourbon barrels aren't particularly active on the colour.
I like how you have made all these bottles clear as well, so you can completely see the colour and the tone of the whiskey, which is like usually Thompson's been a little bit secretive about sort of what's going on with the whiskey until you get it in the glass. But it is nice to be able to see the range. I'm interested to see if this is good, because most 4-year-olds are kind of annoying.
So this one... New Zealand's best single cast single malt this year at the World Whiskey Awards.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
in there.
Wait, is it 5 now? When does it? Do you have to change the label? Like, if I get a felt pen out, if it's been around for 6 years, do I just or does it 4 years in the barrel? Isn't it?
In case, anyone didn't know, the age of a whiskey is the time that it's spent in the barrel.
When you were doing Cocktail Corner with us on Thursdays, would you maybe have had this barreled up then? That feels like about 4 years ago. That's buzzy to think about, eh, John? Are you tripping?
Yeah, no, this is the kind of...
you got to bank on it,
exciting...
What if a worm is in the wood and it gets in there? Is that like a tequila situation? Do you leave it in the bottle? How does it work? I don't know what's going on. Some questions are dumb. Some questions are good dumb.
I probably wouldn't tell anyone, but... But in all honesty, I've never seen a worm in the wood of any of the barrels. Okay.
Would we have tried some of this as like a progress report or something along the way?
Yeah, when you brought in like a completely clear, just like a base whiskey once.
Oh, right. Yeah, so that was the white malt, which is just new spirit from the still. So that turns into this.
This is kind of like trying to follow Star Wars a bit. Like,
yeah.
No, that was a prequel. They didn't make that one until later on because you didn't feel like you had the...
Yeah, so we can go through the same process. We can look at it.
I don't want to say anything because I think I'm going to say the wrong thing here. Mm.
Doesn't matter, it's radio.
I feel like the legs are forming a bit faster on this one.
Yeah.
Damn it, John, you fucking can see good.
Mm. But that's partly because the glass is already wet.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say that, actually. Mm. Sam's closing his eyes. Well, this one, okay, kind of smoky, a little bit sharp.
It's a little bit sharper. Mm. It's a bigger barrel.
Is it the right thing?
Opens up with some water. No, it is. It is a little bit sharper. But it's sold out, so what do I care?
You are strong.
And it did win New Zealand's best single cask single malt.
I guess you got to be bold, eh? Yeah. People want the flavour. People want to get kicked in the face a little bit. It's not. It's almost sour in its kind of boldness. Can I say that? No, probably not.
Yeah, I think it's good.
It feels award-winning-y. Is that fair to say? Damn it, Sam, you're good at tasting whiskey. He closes his eyes and everything. Are you like in a float tank when you do that? Or become one.
Yeah. But what was amazing to me about this, because I had the pleasure of starting Thompson Whiskey by selecting Old Cask New Zealand whiskey, which was Lamalore whiskey, right? Is that this tasted remarkably like some of the older barrels of that.
Rad, that's cool.
And you go, wow, because that was Dunedin.
Yeah.
And it will be a different strain of barley. But I guess the barley they use came from, might have come from Canterbury or came from the South Island.
But it also speaks to your craft, eh? It says you got consistency, you know?
Well, I mean, we're right in Auckland. We'd be using different yeast.
Right.
Probably a different strain of barley, but from the same region. Maybe it's the terroir. Maybe it's the nutrients in the soil from the South Island that have come up. Maybe the similarity in the climate.
The climate was really surprised. Different,
this four has a really nice flavour, though.
Yeah. I was just really surprised how similar it was when I hadn't made an attempt to try and copy it.
Yeah. Mm. Someone's saying that lovely E150 colour.
Mm. We don't use that. Never use colouring. The reason... So Scotch whiskies, they're allowed to add colouring to it. And that, in theory, that has no flavour. And I kind of believe that you can't taste it in whiskey. Mm. But the reason you're allowed to add it is if you're blending whiskey, so say you're Johnny Walker or something, you've got your next batch tastes exactly the same as the previous batch, but the colour's out. So people go, oh, what's going on? Okay. Yeah, but because of that, they can add it to all single malt.
Okay. So you're just like, nope, to that texture?
And so you would see in cheaper whiskey, it would be darker than it naturally would be because people would add colouring to it to make it seem like it was better.
What's the price point, though, here? Are we still under $100?
No, these are about $150.
Okay.
They're really expensive.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
But they're super limited. They're all quality.
Yeah.
They're just
a
moment captured in time.
You still have your constants that are sort of in the 80 to 100 range, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're paying 60 for a bottle of whiskey. Pay a little bit more to your local and enjoy the craft, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. It is a problem. I mean, in New Zealand, things are expensive.
Like, especially food. Food and drink in New Zealand just is expensive, right? Yeah, it's kind of a strange thing. Kind of,
where to? So that's my story.
Good on.
Yeah. So we.
Just a recap.
Yeah.
Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, good to see you.
Good, brilliant bunch of products. Where to from here? Are you planning on relaunching these again, or what have you got up your sleeve?
Well, I don't have a COVID.
Sorry, mate.
barreling it. Where's it from here? Oh, we'll just see how things go. Yep. Sales have picked up this week.
Brilliant.
I don't know. I mean, I'm so happy with the country and how we're kind of locked down and coming out of this.
Yeah, really. Everyone's pretty proud. It's
hopefully
good.
The Australian bubble happens and open up the islands and we go on holiday and it all works out. You know?
We're all back on track. All right, so just keep an eye out for Thompson Whiskey, local folk and smoke.
Whereabouts? Glengarry's and stuff like that?
Fine
or
wine.
What?
Yeah, Glengarry's can get it
if
they don't have it already. Mm. Fine Wine Delivery Company, and there's a whole lot of others. You can go onto our website and check out stockers.
Get in quick might be one to just sort of chuck on the shelf till somebody turns 21 type of thing. Hey.
Yeah.
This one was great. I really like that one.
Well, say what it is.
The local folk and smoke.
There's four whiskeys here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM, brought to you by Thompson Whiskey.